This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
I swear, I'm so blonde sometimes. I finally dyed my hair the color it should have been at birth.
I'm not saying a word.
You know it's true. I know it's true.
I quit doing that. I mean, mine no longer comes out of a bottle. So, yeah.
Welcome to Party Line on a Monday here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line presented by our friends at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marshan's Window Tinting at Antioch. They stick it where the sun shines, which it is not right this moment.
It's trying.
Well, trying doesn't mean it is.
Yeah, it is trying.
Yeah, I shut it off because I was moving stuff around. It is trying. I mean, the sun, we're going to see a mix of sun and clouds today.
Mm-hmm.
Possible chance, small chance, but there is a chance of showers tonight and tomorrow, and then after that, the rest of the week looks pretty freaking good, which is good because I'm going to be probably
hot again.
Not that bad though. Not like what we've seen.
I thought we're supposed to get up to like 90 something again by the weekend. Maybe it won't have all that humidity.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the humidity that was getting me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be tipped in at the Mid-American. So.
You're going to be hot. Yeah. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Avery Home Furniture, Mattresses, and Appliances in downtown Frankfort. Big deals. Save money now on 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And, of course, Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Speaking of online, the online telecast, which you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Dane Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Simplify Family Dental, and Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters.
Well, I guess the signs were right.
Which ones?
The ones that say chip and seal.
Yeah.
That sucks. I hate chip and seal so much, but anyway.
It saves our roads, Melissa.
Yeah. I almost believe that. No. Anyway, NDOT has announced the chip and seal for Boone and Clinton counties beginning on or after Monday, August 11th, so next week. And State Road 29, which we've seen. We've seen the signs. Yeah, we've been thinking it's a myth. I mean, because it's, okay. Anyway, it's the signs have been up forever and nothing's been happening, so we thought, oh, they just marked the wrong road.
Sure.
Guess not. Actually, chip and seal from U.S. 421 to Michigan Road, or to Michigan Town. And U.S. 421, let's face it, 28, okay? So from 28 to Michigan Town, State Road 29 is what they're going to be doing, and then on to State Road 26. So it sounds like they're going to start at 28 and work their
Didn't
way.
Did they just redo
north.
26 like a couple of years
they're
ago?
They're not doing 26. They're doing
two 26. Oh, okay.
Basically, State Road 29.
Gotcha.
In Clinton. In,
I thought you said
yeah,
26.
No.
But it's two 26.
Two State
Got
Road
you.
26. They're saying that one's not going to start until Monday, August 18th, or a little after, somewhere around in there. State Road 39. From County Road 200 South in Frankfort to State Road 47, and it will be skipping Antioch and Mechanicsburg. Boy, how did you guys get so lucky? But all work is supposed to be, they're anticipating, as long as weather, behaves, that they'll have it all done by the end of August. So,
okay, just a school is starting.
Yeah, of course.
I think most of our local kids, if they haven't already, because the crossing has gone back to school already, but I think most of our kids start back to school this week.
Yeah, they've all gone back. They started last week.
The crossing did.
Yeah.
But the other kids have not.
Mm-hmm.
Frankfort Central Prairie haven't started yet.
Okay, so they start this week then.
They do, yes, ma'am.
Tuesday is Prairie and Wednesday is everybody else.
So, yes. So, kids going back to school this week. So, as you navigate the roads in the mornings, it's that time to, you know.
Be careful.
Give them a little extra caution. And
for all you kids that are out there in those two areas, Clinton Prairie area and obviously, and also Clinton Central area, be careful when you're driving. Chip and seal is not fun anyway. Not to mention the
they're not up yet this morning, Mel. Yeah. This is their last day of freedom there.
Parents, make sure your kids realize that loose gravel can cause issues. So.
Right. It's their last day to sleep in. They're going to take it while they can.
Yeah.
And then it's back to reality, right? So,
no kidding.
At least for them, anyway. Lots of things happening this week. We'd like to invite you. Tomorrow night is National Night Out. And we have celebrated this for several years with the police department and several community partners. It's happening at Prairie Creek Park once again. And there are so many things that will be happening there tomorrow night. But it's a nationwide initiative. It was started back in 1984. That now brings together over 38 million neighborhoods across more than 16,000 communities. And Frankfort is proud to be one of those communities. And so our local police department will be out there as well, usually the sheriff's department. Did we have... I think there were some other first responders out there last year. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think pretty much everybody.
But it is a really great evening to get all of the kids out, a chance to meet all of our local officers, and then also they'll have the K-9 unit out there, the drone will be out there, the SWAT team, lots of police vehicles. They will be giving away free bicycle helmets sponsored by Goodwin Funeral Home. There will be free food and ice cream sponsored by Primera Iglesia and Bautista de Frankfort and Envoy. School supply giveaway as well. This is organized by Center Township United Way for Clinton County and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. And I do not know how many hundreds of backpacks and things they give away. It's hundreds.
Yeah.
They keep increasing the number every year. But this is tomorrow evening at Prairie Creek Park, 6 o'clock until 8 p.m., 6 to 8 p.m. And so come and join us out there in Frankfort at Prairie Creek Park.
I think they were looking at maybe 500 of them this year.
I want to say so, too. I know they were doing some of the stuffings today and tomorrow of the backpacks. So it should be a great evening. And the weather looks like it'll be perfect. So.
Yeah, and just a reminder, the box is still up at Walmart.
Oh, yes.
For our stuff, the bus event. And thank you for everybody who helped make that a success. The boxes are still up at Walmart. They're going to be up until probably Tuesday, Wednesday. They'll let us know when they're ready to pick up, and then we'll get all that stuff divided up and get it to the schools. But we really appreciate everybody showing up and turning out and helping out.
Absolutely. Coming up in Lebanon, is today the 4th? So this is tomorrow, Lebanon City Market featuring live music. And then later in the week, they'll have music on the plaza featuring a car cruise-in. And that is coming up on the 8th. Also happening besides National Night Out tomorrow. Oh, I found the details. 600 backpacks will be put together. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Now, if you're interested, by the way, in helping to stuff the backpacks, they're doing that today, beginning at 9:15 this morning, at the Prairie Creek Park Event Center, and they're needing volunteers. So there's that. And I'm sure they would still take donations as well. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that starts today. Coming up on Thursday Thunder, Cruising and Car Show. Music, food, shopping, first and third Thursdays, June through October. And so this one is coming up August 7th, which is on Thursday. 62 North Main Street. That's brought to you by our friends at the Chamber of Commerce in Frankfort Main Street. And then coming up this weekend, a couple of things happening. Our friends over in Delphi Main Street presents Old Settlers Festival. That kicks off on Thursday. It runs through the weekend, 5 o'clock until 10, then Saturday from 1 o'clock until 10. Now, if you're not familiar with this, the Old Settlers Festival is the 70th annual meeting of the Carroll County Old Settlers. And so the actual meeting is at 1 o'clock on Saturday with registration at the Delphi Pentecostal Church, which is at 401 East Monroe. They have a ton of things happening. Thursday, it's Dan's Fish Fry from 4 to 7:30. All you can eat, $15 for adults. Kids under 11 are $10. Friday, they'll have all kinds of entertainment, songbird karaoke, 5 o'clock until 10. I think they bring in rides and things for the kids. And then Saturday is Family Fun Day, activities and old-fashioned demonstrations on the courthouse lawn. That's from 1 o'clock until 5. Live music kicks off at 4, so they've got a band at 4, 5, and then from 7 until 9:30 as well. So a big weekend happening at Old Settlers Festival in downtown Delphi.
Is this the name of a band, or is this just like some little play that they're doing at the Delphi Opera House? This is a bad year for tomatoes. Isn't that like a play or something, or a skit?
I think it's a play, isn't it?
Yeah, because wasn't that a book? Bad year for tomatoes at one time?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Rachel about it again.
Yeah.
I'll have to get more information.
Because that's pretty interesting. They're having that Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They're having performances at 7:30 p.m. So I'm going to say that's probably a play. That would be my guess.
I don't know. We'll check. That's a great question. Are you going to Mid-America Threshing and Antique?
We're prepping. Tractors are being washed and cleaned.
I knew the answer to that. That's why I asked.
Everything's already being, I mean, even my grandson is taking a tractor this year. So.
Well, that starts on Thursday. It runs through Sunday. This is at the Tipton County 4-H Fairgrounds, 1200 South Main Street in Tipton. And this really is a pretty big event.
It's huge.
$5 parking. Show attractions include tractor games, blacksmithing, hit-and-miss engines, garden tractors, food vendors, antique equipment, baling, threshing, plowing, sawmilling, live entertainment, corn shelling, country kids pageant, kids pedal pull, tractor pull, flea market and crafts, Keystone Grain Simulator, fireworks, raffle, I mean, silent live auction, tractor drives, mini tractor pull, I mean, ham radio. It's like a little bit of everything.
And it's all free except for the $5 parking.
Right.
And your food. I mean, if you want to go, your food you buy there, and there's all kinds of food, believe me. It's
featuring Oliver this year, finest in farm machinery, they say.
And they are raffling off a Oliver tractor on
Saturday
night.
Evening. Holy cow, tickets are $1 for 10 or 3 for 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, one for 10. Let me read.
Yeah, one ticket
Sorry,
for
$10. Sorry, one for $10 or three for 20.
Yeah, so 1942 Oliver 60. And, it's really a cool-looking tractor. I've seen it. And that's being raffled off. The cool thing, they also have the flea market and crafts inside. And that's all air-conditioned. You can go in. But there's so many vendors of that almost the main street of the fairgrounds is nothing but vendors and food vendors. It spills over huge. There's also going to be a garage sale for, believe it or not, parts and all of that kind of stuff.
I love that.
At the back of the fairgrounds, that whole back strip is usually full of garage sale stuff. And then they are having an auction, and it's more than just auctioning off the tractor. They're actually going to be auctioning off other things. They're doing a consignment auction. And my grandson, if anybody's interested in a Ford 8N, he is auctioning off his tractor to buy a different tractor.
All right. If you're interested, though, in the kids' pedal pull that's happening over there, it's Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Farm Bureau building. Classes for kids ages 3 and up. Sign-ups begin at 10:30, day of the pull. Youngest classes go first, because I know that's a big draw over there.
Oh, it's
so
cute.
That's cute as
it
well.
It is cute as can be.
So, I don't know who she's got, if that's for us or not. Frankfurt Market is happening this weekend. That's August 9th, which I believe is Saturday. Baked goods, handmade items, pottery, clothing, antiques, and more. And this is Veterans Park, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then they're doing something kind of cool with the summer concert series coming up on Saturday. They're going to do a tailgate before the concert. Okay, so I love this idea. It starts at 4 o'clock. It's also at Prairie Creek Park. And come hungry. They're going to have several food trucks, a bubble machine, and some extra family fun prior to the summer concert series, which is Feudin' Hillbillies with opener Malachi Jaggers. And this all kicks off at 6:30. And remember, folks, the concerts at Prairie Creek Park are free.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in on the beer garden or get food, the food isn't free, but the concert is free. So they're doing this kind of Krabby Mike's food truck will be there, American Porkers, Bruno's Pizzeria, La Mixteca, and more prior to, and they're calling it a tailgate before the concert. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's a neat idea.
I think that is a great idea.
It is. It's cool. Lots of food. Great concert. We've had Malachi on here and talked to him.
We have. That's correct.
Yeah.
So, again, this weekend, Malachi Jaggers and Feudin' Hillbillies. I like the name of that, but I thought the idea of having
a food truck is really cool.
Well, I like that they call it a tailgate.
Yeah, it is.
It's not bad when you're tailgating for a concert, is it? That's got to be
a
good
thing. No kidding.
Also, I thought this was kind of cool. The Clinton County Alumni Volleyball match is coming up. That's happening in Case Arena on Sunday at 1 p.m. It's the Hot Dogs versus the Bulldogs. And at 2 p.m., it's Prairie versus the Hornets. So if you would like more information on this, give us a call here at the station. It's, again, at Case Arena. They'll start at 1 o'clock. Consolation and championship matches to follow. If you wish to play, there is a QR code, but I can help you out with that. We have it here, whatever. If you like more information, again, let us know. And that is coming up on Sunday.
I think that is, if my knees were younger... but they're not, but I think it'd be fun to go watch.
It would be fun to go watch, actually.
Yeah.
Also Sunday, Abby and Libby Memorial Park continues with their Summer Sundown Concert Series. This week's band is Counterpoint. That is from 7 until 8:30, and the same thing kind of applies. All events are free admission and open to the public. Just bring a lawn chair or a blanket, and they will have food there. It's located 1 mile north of Delphi at the intersections. Pardon me, of State Road 25 and 218. And this, again, is the Abby and Libby Memorial Park, which, boy, they continue to improve that park. It was beautiful when they opened it up, but now that they've had it for a few years, they keep making improvements to what they've already done. So this is also kind of fun. If you are into, as my dad would have said, wrestling, Fantastic League of Wrestling is coming to the Indiana Beach Ballroom. It's Saturday night.
Wrestling and ballroom don't seem to go well together, but hey.
Doors open at 7, bell at 8 p.m. Live wrestling is back at the beach. Get ready for an action-packed experience as championship wrestling hits the Indiana Beach Ballroom this Saturday night.
Interesting.
And I think, is that kind of one of the last events at the Indiana Beach?
Speaking of last events, really quickly, just I want to remind people that the TPA Park has announced that Sapphire Bay will no longer be open throughout the week because school is now in session and a lot of the lifeguards and everybody are working on going back to school. So it will be open only on Saturday and Sundays now through, I believe, Labor Day weekend, somewhere around in there. So
I thought it was open today, though. That's what I was looking.
I don't know. I thought they announced it was just going to be Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
Because of their staff having to get
Monday is the last day with summer hours.
Okay.
We'll be open on Saturday, Sundays only until Labor Day then.
Yep.
Water walking will continue until August 15th in the morning from 10 a.m. to 11:15 a.m. And, of course, as Mel said, they're changing this because a lot of the lifeguards are going back to school. So today is the last full day, and then they get to that schedule. So, doggone it. I hate this time of the year because, summer's starting to wrap up, and I really like summer, and I'm not looking forward to winter.
I can't believe there's still 2 freaking weeks of the state fair going on, so...
Isn't that something? Anyway, today, by the way, is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Oh, we've got a guest. Oh, I'm sorry.
We have a phone call.
Oh, okay. Good morning.
Oh, hi, ladies.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm tired. I just got back from mowing my yard.
Wow, you got up early this morning, didn't you?
I was out there by 7, yeah.
Woo, all right.
Discombobulated.
You can celebrate later with a chocolate chip cookie because it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
I heard you say that. Day. That sounds good.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nothing like a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, yummy. And then, you're making me hungry.
I'm trying my best.
Friday, you know, the commissioner said you had a new health department head. I was going to call in, and you were going off the air. I'm going off. So, who is it?
You know, I don't know that he
Melissa,
said.
Melissa, what's her name? Darn. I know her first name is Melissa, and now I can't remember the rest.
Oh, okay. Well, but I saw that also it said in the paper that the West Nile virus is back in Clinton County.
They found three. They do a lot of testing. They go around and do a lot of testing, but they found three. Three. They call them pods. West Nile. So.
Although I have to admit, I'm not really surprised because we had all that rain earlier, where it left some standing water in places, and so I'm kind of not surprised. But just take extra precaution and make sure you put your bug spray on.
Absolutely. And now, what this was in the Views and Faces paper, Frankfort Times on Wednesday. And the headline is, Governor Braun weighs in on Indianapolis crime. Well, of course, you know he's going to blame Mayor Hogsett. Now, if you'd have just shut up there, even though Mayor Hogsett won by 60% of the votes, here's what it says. According to Governor and legislative Republicans, remember this, Indianapolis voters have made a ballot choice that needs to be overridden by the state. Does that sound like fascist? Communist, Nazi, whatever you want to call them, who's going to override it? Mike?
I don't agree with any of with the overriding. I mean,
I don't either.
The votes are in.
That's right.
And that's the way it was voted. So it's like, I don't agree with who we got for president, but the votes are in, so I can't do anything about it. That's democracy.
But that sounds like a baby. Well, I didn't get what I wanted, so I'm going. And then it's like, really? Who do you think you are, Mike, that you could override everybody's vote? Listen.
No.
So I didn't know if I've seen that or not, but everybody read it. It's pathetic. It really is. I have to laugh to keep from screaming.
Well, you know, we're not going to make everybody happy all the time, I guess.
No.
Neither side will.
This always happened years ago. All you do, you vote. Unfortunately, your person didn't get in, or your people didn't get in, your party didn't get in. You gripe for 24 hours, and then you go on. Under Trump, you're there. He's still going back for the 16. Dumbo, you won. What's the problem there, Dumbo Don? I don't understand him at all.
I don't understand any of it anymore, to be honest.
Canada's
looking better and better. Anyway.
Oh, wow. I totally disagree with that. America is still the best place in the world to live. Otherwise, why does everybody want to come here?
Well, they're all being turned away.
But that doesn't... Their desire is still to come here.
Well, I don't see a lot of Canadians coming here, but that's side the point. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I had friends that lived in Canada.
So.
And when one of them got very, very ill, you know where they moved to?
Where?
To the United States.
Oh.
So...
Yeah.
You know, I still think America is the best country ever.
Oh, something else I just thought of. You know, Donald wants to take away Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship. That's stupid. Now, my question to that is, okay, what about the military people who live in another country? What about if your business sends you to some other country? Are you illegal? Can you not come back? Can you not vote?
Well, he keeps saying he wants to revoke people's citizenships.
Yeah.
My deal is then he...
How about Melania?
Well, there you go.
I'm sorry.
look at your own family, dude. And we're all immigrants. At some point in time, we were all immigrants.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless we are direct descendants of the American Indians all the way through, 100% blood, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
And even they were immigrants. If you follow the migration patterns, it's like none of us are true what they...
Yeah.
You know, but none of our families originated here, so get over it, dude. I understand.
I know.
If they're illegal, then it needs to be addressed.
Yes.
I think that...
Don't just drag them off the street. I mean,
I think some of it has been a little too aggressive, but not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
I will agree with some of it, but Yeah, I think we need to, if we're going to worry about it, we need to get the pieces in place to, some of these people have been trying to become legal citizens for over 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I know somebody that it took them almost 25 years to get their legal citizenship.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Because of all the freaking red tape. They finally got it.
That's right.
But it shouldn't take that long.
No.
There's a problem with that.
Yeah. But what I find, if you've been here like for 4 years and no English, really, either one, you're lying, or two, you're the dumbest person on the planet. So you're going to tell me you're going to live someplace that you don't speak English and you speak something else and you don't speak. You say, well, I don't understand anything you say. Really?
I mean, if I was relocated to another country because of a job or whatever, I would wholeheartedly be expected to speak that language, and I think I should.
Yeah.
I mean, that's only right.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, on that side of it, yeah, I do agree with you.
Yeah, we agreed, so I'll just say goodbye. And
I didn't say I agreed, but I'm glad you called.
Well, thank you. Like I said, when I read that Wednesday, and I was upset. I thought, I cannot believe anybody would say to overturn the election. But thank you anyway, ladies. You have a nice day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Don't work too hard.
I try not to.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. No, I need a cookie.
Yeah.
After that, I need a cookie, right?
I need a nice... If I'm going to have a warm chocolate chip cookie, though, I got to have a nice ice-cold glass of milk.
Are you a dunker?
No.
No, me either. I don't like anything floating in my milk, even if it's cookie crumbs. See, I'm with you. Mm-mm. I don't want anything floating in, but my kids are all dunkers.
Oh, no.
No, me either.
No.
While we're waiting for that phone call to come in, I'm sure you saw that actress Lonnie Anderson passed away.
Yeah.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Well, Jeannie Seely, country music star, passed away.
I saw that too.
It's like last week we got hammered from Sunday to Sunday. It was bad.
Lonnie Anderson said her family passed away in Los Angeles after a prolonged illness. She was surrounded by loved ones. A Golden Globe and Emmy nominee, Anderson was also known for her work in film, theater, and advocacy for lung health.
Yeah.
So
she
has lost another... Lovely
she had just
lady.
Done a movie 2 years ago.
Oh, had she? I didn't realize
did
that.
She did a Christmas movie 2 years ago with Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, really?
Talk about another blonde bombshell, you know, from the 80s. And so, but yeah, they did a Christmas movie a couple of months ago.
I did not.
A couple
know,
of years
couple
ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
All right. If you were wondering what happened at the box office this weekend, the Fantastic Four First Steps lost a little bit of steam. After an incredible opening weekend last weekend, the Marvel film dropped 66% in sales during its second week. Still came in at number one, since it did take in another $40 million. The Bad Guys 2 enjoyed the second place spot, taking in $22.8 million. Third place went to the much publicized The Naked Gun, starring Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson, who have now sparked a rumored relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? They're kind of a cute couple, really.
Well, and honestly, they've both been single for so long. I mean, his wife died in a tragic skiing accident, and it's been so long since that happened. And, yeah.
I think they're kind of a cute couple.
Well, good for them.
Yeah. I'm just going for the happiness level.
Yeah.
You know, I hope everybody's happy. There we go.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
And that's the main thing.
That is the main thing. All right. We do have a guest coming up here. We are going to have with us Gary Bierk, president of the Linden Depot Museum. And he's going to talk about the museum and the history of it. And they have some things going on. So we're going to talk to him coming up here. You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.